Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video and podcast, The Top 10 Secrets to Create Abundance, Wealth, Success, and Well-Being in Your Life, where I give you extremely empowering exercises and keys of success to keep you in tip-top financial fitness, because just like physical fitness, you've got to do certain exercises every day to keep you in financial fitness. You can't go to the gym only once and expect any real results. And the same goes for your financial fitness. You've got to learn the power of the compound effect in all aspects of life. If you work out at the gym 3 times a week after a year, you're going to be in pretty good shape. But after 2 years, even better because of the compound effect. If you read 10 pages from success-oriented, self-development-oriented books every day and do certain success-oriented mindsets, elevating exercises every day and every week, after a year, you're going to be in pretty good financial shape. Because you've been developing your mental fitness, your mindset fitness is in optimal shape. Lazy body equals ill physical health. Lazy mind equals ill mental health. So let's get you in prime mental fitness so that you are empowered to be, do, and have whatever you want in your life. So enjoy my video and podcast. Hi, my name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. If you get something from this video, please share it with your friends. Help improve their lives, because the persons that give the most and share the most and help others improve their lives the most is the one that wins the most, has the most fun, and makes the most money. So, and also, if you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. That is absolutely free. You get a free PDF book, a video series, and audio series to just listen to. All right, here we go. The top 10 secrets to create abundance and wealth and success and well-being and whatever you want to create in your life to be more happy and have more freedom and fulfillment. Exercises to keep you in tip-top financial fitness. Just like getting in physical shape and being physically lean and fit and healthy requires daily exercises and a healthy diet of foods that have an abundance of nutrients and life force, so does your wealth and abundance fitness, which requires that you exercise your mind on a daily basis and receive a healthy diet of success and wealth-supportive mind foods that are full of positively affirming wealth-oriented nutrients and prosperity force. You are a creative master here to dream and desire and manifest those dreams and desires into physical reality for, first of all, the fun and joy of it. Your legacy is well-being and abundance. Your natural state of being is wealth and abundance. Lack and limitation and struggle are aberrations. They are not anything resembling anything that is natural for you. Lack, struggle, limitation, doubt, confusion, etc. None of these things and the countless list of limited ways of thinking and acting are your natural ways of being. Your natural states of being are well-being, abundance, love, prosperity, clarity, confidence, excitement, inspiration, generosity, caring, empathy, etc. And you were born with these natural, unlimited states of being, but you were trained away from these things. You were trained away from well-being and abundance and taught to believe more firmly in lack, struggle, disease, age, dying, etc. You've been programmed with these limiting beliefs, and these limiting beliefs are creating all of the struggle and lack and unhappiness in your life. So it is imperative that you reprogram yourself for success and abundance, and just let the old beliefs of struggle and lack and decay just die. You have been trained for decades to believe in lack and struggle. So you must retrain yourself on a daily basis to reinstate your natural state of abundance and well-being. But thankfully, it will not take you decades to reprogram yourself for success. In fact, you can shift that train of struggle immediately to become a jet plane of success, a rocket ship of success, well-being, and abundance. The power to create what you want is in this now moment. So, your past limited programming matters not. Nil. Nothing. Nada. All that matters is what you want now and where you want to be and where you want to go. So let's get you to where you want to be. Let's reignite that excited, inspired, passionate, creative master within. Let's get that person, that real, true, awesome, amazing person in your life. So number one of the top 10 keys to help you create more abundance and well-being and make your dreams come true. Number one, allow the stream of abundance to come to you. This is a planet and universe of well-being and abundance. There is no force of darkness, lack, and disease. But as a master with free will, you are welcome to pinch your off, if you want, from the abundant nature of the universe, if you choose. It's your choice. You have the freedom to do that. And if you can allow the force of abundance and well-being without resisting it, the blessings will fall upon you in infinite quantities. You have been asking for more abundance, love, success, wealth, health, joy, fun, adventure, etc., your entire life. And the universe is ready, willing, and available to grant you those wishes, but you must allow those blessings to be in your life. And you do so by becoming a vibrational match to abundance, well-being, etc., whatever you want and desire to create in your life. You cannot think lack and have abundance. You must think and feel abundantly to have prosperity in your life. You must allow your doubt to be replaced by confidence, clarity, and knowing. You must allow your resistance to be replaced by allowing and surrender. You must allow your worry and concern to be replaced with eagerness and fun. The shift necessary is an emotional shift. And when you accomplish this shift from worry to excitement and resistance to allowing and surrender, the evidence will be clear. The first sign is your experience of more joy and more happiness in your life. The second signs are the manifestations of abundant, wonderful, fun, joyful things. The path to abundance is an emotional path. Yes, mental as well, because your thoughts create your emotions, but what you want is all about feeling, because all you really want is to feel good. The only reason you want anything is because you believe you'll feel better once you have it. There are no tests to pass, and there is nothing to prove for you to experience your legacy of abundance and well-being. Abundance and well-being is not a reward for your good deeds, as if you are some wretched, sinful creature that has to prove yourself to some overlord. You are not a puppet on a string here to prove your worth to a puppet master. So the journey back to your natural state of abundance and well-being is a gradual one. a journey of ease and allowing. It is a journey, not a destination, but the destination is the reason for taking the journey. The prizes of life are not to prove your worth to anyone. They are just the reason for the adventure and to remind yourself of your power, your immense creative power to just have the thought and manifest that thought into physical reality. There is no such thing as a limited supply of anything because the entire universe expands to match your desires, and there is no desire that you can have that is too big. If you can dream it, the universe will help you achieve it. The size of your dream does not matter, only your perception of it and your belief that you can achieve it. All right, success tip number two, appreciation. Look for what you already have and what is working well. The fastest way to abundance is to look for things that are pleasing, that you already have, to appreciate the wonderful things that you already have attracted and created in your life, to appreciate what is going well and working well, such as nature, your home, your car, your children, your partner, your lover, your friends, your pets, your toys, your job, your businesses, anything that is easy to appreciate and love. For in the seeking and finding of that which is working, more success will come, and it will come quickly. All right, so number three, focus on the solution, not the question. Life has caused you to ask for more life. Life has caused you to desire and dream for new and wonderful things. So you don't need to keep asking over and over again. You don't need to plead your case over and over again to the universe and prove that you are worthy to the universe to receive the blessings that you have asked for. This is resistance. Instead, put yourself in a state of allowing the solution to come to you. You have placed your order, just like being at a restaurant. You place your order with the waiter or waitress, so just enjoy the drinks and the entrees, and be patient, and your order will arrive in due time. All right, success key number four, attracting what you want is 99% thought and feeling and only 1% action. You were taught by society, your parents, and everyone around you that the most important thing is effort, that hard work and struggle will get you the success you desire. If you prove your worth to God and humanity, you'll deserve to achieve what you want. But if that was true, then everyone would be rich because everyone is working their proverbial tushes off. So why do some people become extremely rich with seemingly little effort and other people continue to struggle? Well, that is because they capitalized on the power of the universe. They capitalized on the power of thought and feeling and vibration. Certainly there was lots of effort and even quote-unquote hard work, but those who succeeded immensely become massively wealthy are the ones who took lots of inspired, exciting, fun, passionate action. They did not simply just work hard as if they're slaves. Success also does not come from good luck or favoritism, even though this may seem to be true sometimes because everything is about attraction. So even if somebody does appear to get favoritism, it's because they attracted it. If someone appears to have good luck, that is because they have a good luck mindset. If someone receives favor over others, that is because they attracted it with their favorable mindset. They believed that they deserved it, or they just, you know, were able to allow it to come. And when you can learn to appreciate and edify the success of others, yes, without envy, success is truly on its way to you. So learn how to edify other people's success, to congratulate other people on their success, and let go of your stupid envy. All right, so number five, feel abundant, and the abundance that you desire will come to you. Wealth, success, abundance, well-being, etc., are merely the universe's response to your consistent thoughts and feelings of abundance. In order for you to be, do, and have whatever you want in your life, you must become the kind of person who is, does, and has what you want. Or to quote Abraham through Esther Hicks, when you are able to accomplish the feelings of abundance before the evidence has shown itself to you, the evidence must come and will continue to come as long as you maintain the feeling of abundance. Anytime you are feeling good, you are accomplishing the feeling of abundance. In your absence of resistance, everything you desire is making its way right to you. End quote from Abraham. All right, so number six, daily success training. Utilizing success rituals every day. Each day that you practice the feelings of abundance and train yourself for success, your resistance to well-being and abundance and joy, beautiful relationships, anything you want, diminishes more and more every single day. The greater the level of allowance you accomplish and the more momentum of allowance you build with those daily success rituals, so that it becomes your natural state of being and acting in prosperous, joyful, abundant ways. And as this momentum builds and builds, at some point, you will reach the tipping point. But prior to the tipping point, the only evidence of your financial fitness will be an improvement of your mental well-being. In other words, you will be happier. And everyone will notice this improved, joyful state of being. So what comes first is the feeling. What comes first is the emotion. Then the manifestation. If you can continue to allow that manifestation to just come to you by feeling good and not blocking it with your negative thoughts and beliefs, such as, where is it, where is it, where is it, when's it going to come, when's it going to come? And if you can just let your improvement, your mental and emotional states of joy and happiness be enough, without taking score of your financial progress or your relationship progress or whatever you desire, then your finances and the general abundance and well-being and amazing relationships in your life will improve. They have to. It's the law of attraction. You will notice abundance, first of all around you, not just your financial abundance. You'll notice abundant things around you. And when you can focus on abundant things around you, then you will naturally manifest all sorts of abundance. You will notice an abundance of wonderful people, and smooth traffic will manifest every day. You'll manifest parking spaces and easy work relationships, and opportunities come your way. In fact, more opportunities than you know what to do with will come your way. Lovers will come your way. New friends will come your way, etc., 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 when you are in the mindset of abundance. Abundance is flowing to you, so just relax and enjoy the unfolding of that abundance in your life. And then, of course, more and more and more abundance keeps coming to you. The more you expect, the more comes to you. Whatever you expect will come to you, good or bad. All right, number seven, focus on what you want, not on what you don't want. So focus solely upon what you do like and do want, and pay no attention to what you don't like and don't want. That includes your life, the lovers of others, and the entire planet. In other words, get your nose out of everyone else's business. Feel appreciation for what is, but, you know, and feel happiness and joy and appreciation for what you have, but feel eagerness for what is coming. Feel eager for the improvement that is coming. Appreciate what you have, but be excited for the blessings that are coming your way. The additional blessings, the more abundance, etc. Having an intention and then moving toward it is the greatest satisfaction in life. That's another quote from Abraham. So let go of the pattern and belief you have been taught by society that you must fight for what you want and you must fight against what you don't want. As the, if you're any Trekkers out there, as the Borg in Star Trek stated clearly, resistance is futile. Whatever you fight for, you make a struggle. Your journey will be inevitably be a struggle. Let me repeat that. Whatever you fight for and against, you make a struggle. So your journey will inevitably be a struggle. And whatever you fight against, you attract more of in your life because you get more of whatever you are thinking about. You get what you think about most of the time, and rightly so, because you are the creator of your reality. No one else creates your reality, and you do not create anyone else's reality. So you not only get what you think about most of the time, but you become what you think about most of the time. So, appreciate what you have and what's working well in your life and on earth, and pay no attention whatsoever to what is not working well and what is not easy to appreciate. All right, number eight, feel your success. Focus on what you want and allow yourself to feel the good feeling thoughts about how exciting it will be to be, do, or have what you want. Not as a strategy to get what you want, even though it will get you what you want, but because it is fun. It is fun and exciting and empowering to create what you want. And enjoy your growth and evolvement along the way as you pursue creating what you want. Success champion Jim Rohn has stated, success is not something you pursue. It's something you attract by the person you become. Thanks, Jim. So, to get what you want, you must become the person who is and has those things. You become what you think about most of the time. And if you want to be rich, how does being rich feel? How does a rich person feel? What will you do with those riches when you have them? What will your life be like? What will you do with your time? What kind of a car will you drive? What kind of house will you have? Where will you travel to? The only reason you want anything is for the feeling of it. To feel good, that's the only reason you want anything, just to feel good. Doesn't matter what you want, whether it's money, relationship, travel, freedom, a new car, etc. The only reason you want those things is because you believe you will feel good in the having of it. So why not just feel good now? Why not choose to feel good now? How about enjoying the process of creation and enjoying the excitement of creating what you want? How about enjoying the excitement of desire, the deliciousness of desire? How about enjoying the adventure of desiring what you want and enjoying the excitement of manifesting that desire into physical reality? You don't have to fight your way to success. Just feel your way to success. All right, I'm going to stop for a second and then come back for 9 and 10. So stay tuned to part 2 of this video. Alright, and welcome to part 2 of the top 10 secrets to create abundance, wealth, success, and well-being in your life. Success key number 5. You are source. Or you are the force, Luke. Let's do that again. Welcome to part two of the top 10 secrets to create abundance, wealth, success, and well-being in your life. All right, success key number 9. You are source, or you are the force, Luke. Whether you know it or not, you are source God expressing itself in a human body. Every single person, animal, plant, bug, snake, mouse, etc. has a quote-unquote higher self or source essence from whence it comes and from whence it truly is. Everyone and everything is a spiritual essence of source expressing itself as that creature, because there is absolutely nothing that is separate from source. That means all creatures, humans, all animals, creatures, plants, trees, microbes, etc. Everything is source, and each one of us as source self loves us, our source selves, love us all completely, unconditionally. Your source never, ever judges or condemns anything you think, say, or do ever has. Your source only wants what you want and is always guiding you to the path of least resistance to what you want. It always keeps the light on and never stops guiding you to what you want, because it already is what you want. Your source has already become what you want. And this is easily done because every desire you have, your source instantly becomes it, is it, creates it, etc. So in a sense, because there is no real separation between you and source, only a perceived separation, that means you instantly become whatever you desire. You are guiding yourself to yourself, from yourself. You as source self are guiding you to what you have already become as source self. So whatever you want to be, do, or have in your life, you already are that. You just don't know it. You're already doing that, and you already have that. And the only separation between you being, doing, and having that which you desire in your life is merely your perception and your beliefs of limitation and your beliefs in separation. Or as Abraham, through Esther Hicks, has stated so often, quote, "It is as easy to create a castle as it is to create a button," end quote. And if you believe that you can have that castle, then you will receive it. If you can believe it, you'll receive it. So just listen to Tony Robbins' story one of these days on YouTube about how he manifested a castle before he even had any money to pay for it, and then eventually owned that castle. Now, source wants you to win. The entire universe wants you to win. God wants you to win. Whatever you want to call it. It doesn't matter how lofty or quote-unquote inappropriate or outrageous or how unreasonable, etc., that you have judged or other people have judged your dreams and desires to be. Source God never thinks that way, ever. Your source God never, ever thinks that any of your dreams and desires are unreasonable. There, of course, there is nothing unreasonable to source. Source never, ever thinks about or pays attention to your alleged limitations. Why would source God ever do that? Source God is unlimitation. Source never ever thinks about or pays any attention to lack, illness, disease, war, conflict, etc. Source only sees the improvement you have created from your desires for the opposite of the lack, illness, disease, war, conflict, etc., that you experience. Because Source has already become the prosperity, health, well-being, peace, and ease, etc., that you have desired. Source is already way ahead of you. Source is basically your future, if you want to look at it that way. Source is already what you want. Source is already the improvement you desire in every moment of your life. So, it is impossible for Source to even see the past, which is what your present is from the perception of your Source. To your Source self, your present is actually the past. It is old news, and your future is your quote-unquote real present, but of course even your present, your future is still going to be the past of your Source. You are basically a Time Lord, for any Doctor Who fans out there. You are a Time Lord, and every desire you have is created in your vortex of creation. Your Source becomes those desires and is like your vibrational escrow. So your desires are sort of held vibrationally for you in a vibrational escrow. And Source becomes all of your desires vibrationally because your Source self is not physical. And it is your job then to physicalize what you as Source have become from your dreams and desires. That's your job as a creator down here on planet Earth in a physical body. And either you are tuned in and tapped in and turned on, and you are consciously, actively creating your improved reality by continually matching your vibration to your Source and to your desires and to your dreams. Or, and of course manifesting them and being happy, etc. Or you are a pharaoh or pharaohess, and you are the king or queen of denial. And then, of course, you're only creating your reality unconsciously, by default, as you do what most people do, which is react to life and fight against what you dislike, rather than acting consciously in life. All right, and finally, number 10... number 10 in the top 10 secrets to create abundance, wealth, success, and well-being in your life is my favorite, fun. You came to Earth for the fun and joy of it, not for any other reason. Yes, you came for the spiritual growth that comes along with the territory, but growth was not your main intention for coming here, because growth and evolution is just a given part of existence, because you're immortal and you're always going to create and you're always going to do more things and create more things and you're always going to evolve. That's just how it is. You can't help but grow and evolve because it is the natural order of things. You did not come here on Earth to prove your worth to anyone or anything, and you didn't come here to quote-unquote, heal your karma so all your New Agers can let that go. And you didn't come here to heal others or heal the planet. Because the basic fact of the matter is no one needs your help. That doesn't mean that people won't ask for your help and it's not good to help people and provide amazing guidance like what I'm doing right now. But no one really needs us, because everyone it has their own source and has their own guidance. No one needs healing because there is nothing wrong with anyone. And no one can impose healing, in quotes, upon another anyway. You can't technically heal another person. You can facilitate an energy where people allow healing to happen. The fact of the matter is, every single person can only heal themselves. I mean, yes, you can facilitate a connection to Source facilitate more ease for a person that they can, accept and allow, which facilitates their healing. Or if they believe that they can achieve healing, well, the belief, of course, is what is helping them achieve. If you believe, you will receive. But no one technically heals another person. No, because you can't impose your will upon anyone else. No one is helpless and no one is powerless. No one is lesser than God. Every single person creates their own reality. No one is a victim because everyone creates their own reality. I'll say that over and over again. No one is a victim because everyone creates their own reality. So no one needs your guidance and healing. And there is nothing wrong with the planet. And the planet is not helpless and powerless and a victim. Because again, there are no victims. There are no anything that is helpless and powerless. So the planet does not need your healing. That doesn't mean that you cannot contribute healing energies, vibrations of alignment to the health of the planet or the health of a person or an animal or any other creature by seeing that being as whole and healed and perfect and happy and healthy. But it is up to every single unique creature to allow that. It is up to every single creature's own choices to be happy, healthy, and abundant, or to experience the opposite of those frequencies. So, since growth is inevitable, and you didn't come here to save yourself or prove your worth because you are perfect just how you are, and you didn't come here to save or heal anyone else because they are perfect just the way they are, and you only came here to create your own reality, and you didn't come here to heal the earth because the earth is not a victim and is completely empowered, and because the natural state of the planet and all beings is well-being and abundance, then, so what's left? You don't have all those responsibilities of being responsible for everybody else's health, wealth, and happiness, then what is left? Well, what is left is fun. Fun and joy. The purpose of life is joy. The purpose of life is not to prove your worth. The purpose of life is not to heal other people and etc., etc. Life is so simple, and yet everyone complicates the bejesus out of it. We're just here to have fun. There's nothing serious going on here. We're here for the joy of creation. You are immortal, and you never get this job done. You're here for the fun, you're here to create, you're here for the joy of it. Again, you are immortal, you are never complete, you never get this job. And since you are immortal, and you never get it done, and you are never complete, and you don't have to prove yourself, then that means you can't ever get anything wrong. Everything that you judge yourself for and feel regret and shame and guilt about from your past or anything you're doing now means absolutely nothing, because your evolvement is inevitable. Your growth is inevitable. Change is inevitable. And either you learn from your alleged quote mistakes and consciously improve your life with better choices and learning how to focus your attention better in more pleasing directions in what you want and not what you want, and improve your current life, and your life just gets better and better and better. Or, choice number two, you don't learn anything, you stay in denial and ignorance, and your life just gets worse and worse and worse, which is what happens with a lot of people. Either way, doesn't matter, because growth is still inevitable, because you either learn your lessons now consciously, or when you quote-unquote die and go to pure positive energy, and when you die in ignorance, you're still going to learn your lesson. when you go back to source, when you go to pure positive energy, all is revealed. And then your life just gets better and better the next time, because, of course, you're going to plan things a little better the next time. And anyway, I hope you got something from this video, my friends. I will leave you with this. I've just provided for you some really amazing keys of success to help you achieve your dreams. But you need to be able to, you know, practice this kind of stuff. You need to capitalize on the compound effect, which of course was a part of this, which I mentioned, daily success rituals, where every day you're tuning up and raising your vibration and setting a positive mindset and a positive vibrational state to first and foremost be happy and consciously and deliberately create what you want in your life from that basis of happiness. So I recommend learning how to accomplish this by getting into my daily attunement processes, my daily success ritual video, audio, free series, absolutely free, on my website, edzakiron.com. There's going to be a link in this Facebook post or YouTube video. So get into that. Do daily success rituals every day. Meditate every day. Do affirmations every day. Because if you don't consciously choose your own happy state and choose how you want to feel and choose what you want to create, well, life's going to come at you. Life's going to give you what it wants you to, based on your old beliefs, based on your programs, based on the people you're hanging out with. And then your dreams and desires are going to fade away, because everybody else's dreams and desires of what they want you to be are going to take you over. Not that you are a victim again, but just because you're just sort of blowing around in the wind. So, and another thing, you need to give yourself something that gives your something physical, something tangible, that gives the universe something to channel those, that abundance and that wealth and that joy and that everything to you. Because the purpose of life is joy, remember? The basis of life is freedom. And the result is never-ending expansion. So you need a platform to work with that is based on those principles of joy, freedom, fulfillment, expansion. Something that you can create more wealth, more freedom in your life, and help other people create more wealth and freedom in their lives. Because the person that helps the most people create more wealth and fun and joy and freedom in their lives is the one who has the most fun and makes the most money. So, if you're sick and tired of not having money to do what you want and play and have fun and travel and spend time with your friends, and you're sick and tired of that crappy job and people breathing down your necks and telling you to do things that you don't want to do, and sick and tired of that bank account being empty, and you'd like to have more freedom, more fun, more joy, more travel, more adventure in your life, then I'd be happy to show you how to create that in your life by showing you a 2-minute video. So just go to ilovefreedom.info. That's ilovefreedom.info, and I'll show you how to create more abundance, more joy, more adventure in your life. So again, I hope you enjoyed this video. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Please share this with your friends. And thanks again, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember always to make life a holiday.